Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be alive, isn't it? Praise the Lord for the thunder. Thank you, God. Well, it's good to be in the house of God tonight. Amen. It's good to see all you smiling faces. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The peace of God which passes all understanding keeps your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Isn't that good to have that in your life? That's what the world's looking for. They're looking for peace. They have peace conferences all the time, don't they? Trying to come to peace. But the Bible says there is no peace to them without God. Thank God for that peace that we have tonight. I'm not going to share on peace, but I just thought I'd throw that in tonight. Praise the Lord. Father, I just thank you and praise you for your precious Holy Word, Father God. I thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher, Lord. Right now I yield myself to you, Holy Spirit, to speak through me as your oracle. You said if any man would minister, let him minister with the ability that God gives, that Jesus Christ would be glorified in all things. And Father, I just pray right now that I decrease, that you increase within me, Lord. I thank you for every person here tonight, Lord, that they will be blessed by your word. And not only will they hear this word tonight, Father, but they would be a doer of it. And your word says that they would be blessed in their deed. I give you all the praise, glory, and honor for what you're going to do this evening. It's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. If you have a Bible, turn with me, please, to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. This is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. I guess the book of Romans is really one of my favorite books in the Bible. I love memorizing chapters in Romans. It's alive. Praise God. Verse 1 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we're buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We should walk, it says. I've been doing a lot of walking physically lately. But now we have to walk spiritually too. Walk in the newness of life, it says right here. Amen? For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, verse 5, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Tonight, I guess that you could call this message, dead and alive. Amen? Dead unto sin, and alive unto God. That's what you and I should be, as God's children. Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. We have to crucify this flesh. I mean, I was reading today in Galatians. We can turn there to chapter 5, please. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5, verse 16. Very familiar with a lot of us. Sometimes it's hard to follow. Verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. I looked up the word lusteth today in my concordance, and this is what it means. In the Greek, the word is thumos, passion as if breathing hard, fierceness, indignation, and wrath. That's the battle we have with the flesh and our spirit. It says there's fierceness, there's wrath. Our flesh doesn't want to serve God. Amen? Amen. The Word of God says the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. We have to crucify the flesh. Well, how do we crucify the flesh? By the Word of God. Amen? By the Word of God. That's how we crucify the flesh. Because if we never read the Word of God, we're not going to be spiritually minded, are we? Turn to Romans, please, chapter 8. Thank you, Jesus. Then we'll get back to Galatians 5 later on. Romans chapter 8. A lot of people use verse 1. You know, I love verse 1 too, but they don't read all the verse. They just read part of it. See, that's what the devil is. He's part truth. Isn't he? Amen, isn't he? Oh yeah, he tells people the love of money is the root of all evil. Or money, he says, is the root of all evil. He quotes part of it, see? So I meet people on the street sometimes even, and they'll ask me for money. And they'll use one scripture. You know, if you see the poor, feed them. You know, but the Word of God says in 2 Thessalonians, if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. See, they don't quote me that scripture. Amen. That's the truth, isn't it? Yeah, that's the devil. See, he does part truth. Oh yeah. Hey man, doesn't the Bible say if you see your brother in need? Yeah. Are you my brother? Amen. Are you working today? I mean, the only thing you want from me is money. You don't want to hear what I have to say. You know, they're fleshly minded, aren't they? Romans chapter 8. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. See, when we walk after the flesh, there is condemnation. Because your own heart condemns you. Isn't that true? When you're not doing what you're supposed to do, don't you feel condemned? Amen. The Bible says, for he that knows to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of people say, they know they're supposed to go on the streets witnessing, but they don't do it. To them, that's sin. And then they get condemned about it. You know, we're not out here. Pastor Max has been preaching on evangelism the last couple weeks. I hope I never condemn anybody. I hope I don't come across like that, because I'm not the one to condemn anybody. Amen. Hallelujah. But our own heart condemns us sometimes. If there's a call of God on your life and you're running from God, you're going to feel it. You feel condemned all the time. I know a lot of people, I meet them when I'm witnessing on the streets. Oh yeah, there's a call of God in their life. People have told them that. I confirmed it. The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, my word will be established. I've met people on the street, I know there's a call of God in their life, and I just say, you know, I really feel impressed in my heart. There's a call of God in your life. Oh, I've heard that before. Amen. Then they get all condemned. Amen. Because they're walking in the flesh and not the Spirit. Amen. Verse 2, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Thank God for that promise. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemns sin in the flesh. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things that are after the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Praise God. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. You know, our battle every day is with our mind. That's the battleground. You can't have peace if you're thinking on all negative things all the time. Can you? Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, it says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection or your mind on things above, not on the earth. For you are dead. We're talking about being dead and alive tonight. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Isn't that good to know? Thank God we died already. Amen. People tell me, you afraid to die? I said, no, I'm not afraid to die. I died already. Amen. August 22nd, 1976. I died to sin. Praise God. Now I'm alive unto God. I'm dead and alive tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll go on in verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity. The word enmity means hostility. It means hatred. This mind doesn't want to serve God. Amen. When a man or woman gets born again, their spirit gets born again. Their mind does not get born again. That's why Paul tells us in Romans 12, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Verse 2, Romans 12, 2, write it down. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, it says. Glory to God. A lot of people aren't conformed to they still live in the world because their mind hasn't been renewed. And it comes by sowing to the Spirit. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your enthusiasm tonight. Praise God. Maybe we will go on in the street. How many bus drivers do I have? Amen, I got a few here, I know that. Verse 7. It's hostility or enmity against God, for it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Isn't that something? They that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, the Bible says, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell on you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life. Because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or make alive your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. The world's looking for life today, aren't they? Turn to John chapter 1. The world's looking for life. Hey, let's live it up tonight. Let's drink some Miller. John 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4, in Him was life. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Amen? See, we can have the life. You know, we sing this song, I have the life of God in me. But most of us don't look alive. Amen?
Yeah.
We're not vibrant. We need to be enthused about Jesus. The world gets enthused. They were pretty excited about the dream team in the Olympics. I mean, they worshipped him almost over there in Barcelona. The world gets excited about things, don't they? We have to get enthused about the Lord. Who wants to be a Christian when they just see people that are, praise God, brother. No, they need to see something. They need to see the light, don't they? They need to see the life. I had a man one time on the street tell me, boy, you're a live wire, he says to me. Amen. He did. He told me that. The world sees it. He could see it. A lot of people, they see the light. We walk down the streets, they run to the other side. It's the truth. Oh, yeah. You walk by people, I don't want to hear it. That's what they say to you. I mean, I'm just walking. What do you mean you don't want to hear it? But they see something. See, the devil sees it. Amen. See, you and I used to be in darkness, didn't we? Weren't we? Yeah, I was. I was in darkness. I didn't even know it. I didn't believe there was a devil. Just like the world doesn't. They don't believe there's a devil. When I got born again on August 22nd, 1976, I knew there was a devil. Because the next day he came to my mind, told me I wasn't saved. And I thought for a minute, I says, boy, I never heard that voice before. Isn't that true? 1 Corinthians chapter 14 says there's many voices in the world. None of them without significance. Either you hear the voice of the good shepherd. Jesus said in John 10, my sheep hear my voice. And the world hears his voice. The devil. They don't even believe he exists. I tell people when I'm talking to them on the streets, they believe in God. They tell me, oh, I believe in God. I says, hey, so does the devil. Is the devil going to heaven? Never had one person tell me yes. Amen. I went out there Monday night. I asked a guy that. He goes, oh, I believe in God. I said, hey, so does the devil. Is he going to heaven? He goes, no. I said, sir, it's more than just believing in God. Amen. James 2:19, write it down. It says that the demons believe in God and tremble. The world believes in God. See, this is a religion we're talking about. That's what they think it is. I got my own religion. I prayed with a Buddhist Monday night. Praise God. One of the workers in our group gave him the tract. He just sat there just eating the Word. The Word is powerful. It's alive, the Bible says. See, we're talking about being dead and alive tonight. The Word of God's alive. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the Word of God is quick, alive, and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's what the Word of God is. Anyway, this Buddhist was sitting on the street corner reading our tract. And he came up to us, and I just started sharing with him. He goes, I'm a Buddhist. I said, what has Buddha ever done for you? Well, he got me over here to this country, he says. I don't know where he's from, India or something. I said, what has Buddha really done for you? Well, he couldn't answer me. Really couldn't. They can't answer you. Because they serve a dead God. My Lord's alive. Thank God he's alive and well on planet Earth. Amen. To make a long story short, I told this man,